Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Especially exciting this morning. Every Friday, we like to have some of our animal friends join us in studio for Frisky Friday. And this morning, Lauren, she has joined us with Lady Bird. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Lady Bird, she's trying to make friends with Mark Jacobs over there. She's saying hi to everybody. So Lauren Kapp, correct? You are the program director?
Event coordinator.
I almost nailed it. That's right. With Pensacola Humane Society. And the last time we talked, you were preparing for the big adoption event at Bob Tyler Toyota. How did that go?
It went really well. We ended up doing 15 adoptions that day. Wow. Super successful. Bob Tyler covered 75% of the adoption fee. So 15 animals just found their new forever home thanks to him.
That's so awesome. What a great guy and a great opportunity to bring some love into people's homes, especially if they're getting their oil changed or their car serviced or buying a new car. I mean, what a fun day. Like, go in, hey, I need a new car and I got a dog. That sounds like the best day ever to me. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about Lady Bird. And I actually, before you were coming in, I prepared and I pulled up your list of adoptions, animals up for adoption, puppies, kitties, this little one with the bunny ears on, so many. What is her mix? She looks like she has a little bit of retriever or something in her.
Yeah, so right now we have her labeled as a mixed breed just because we're not entirely sure. But based off of appearance-wise, she looks like she's some kind of a little labby, black lab mix. But she is super sweet, super sassy. We think she is just an absolute little sweetheart. If she was a Spice Girl, she would be Sporty Spice.
Yes, love it. I love me some Spice Girls. That's amazing. And she is about 49 pounds, I see.
About 49 pounds. So a nice little, you know, mid-range dog. She's not too tall, not too short. She's about 3 years old. Between 3 and 6 years old is what we're estimating, just because she did come from another shelter. Okay. So we're just not certain on her history and background, unfortunately.
No, I mean, I can imagine that happens. But she's a little explorer. She's sniffing everything, getting to know everybody. But she also looks pretty healthy and possibly like just ready to go run in the yard. That's the kind of dog, like, especially as we're getting ready for spring and being outside, if you have like a closed in backyard, which is always best, especially if you have an animal, because we don't want them to run away. And it's just not just Lady Bird, but so many little animals. I mean, all the faces, you just look at them and you scroll through the gallery and you're like, this one in particular, Rylan, who he's a male, about 65 pounds, and you can even foster him, I believe. He looks so happy to be in the car. Like, now, is that an option too, just like being able to foster for a few days until, you know, somebody comes in and says, you know, we'll take them forever?
Absolutely. Sometimes people do want to really think about it, and sometimes that fostering experience can be helpful if you are thinking about adopting, because you do want to make sure this animal will fit into your lifestyle, fit in with the family, if you have any other pets at home. So it's always good to know. And if anyone ever wants to do that, to kind of try it out beforehand, we always encourage it.
Oh, okay. No, it makes more sense. And the fact that we have that as an option these days is amazing, because you don't want them going back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And you don't know, like you said, you don't know the full history of what they've gone through. You don't want to add more trauma. Hi, you can come up here and say hello. Thank you. I love the love. She's like, can you just please pet me while you sit there? Yes. And I will get distracted. Let me just tell you, if there's animals in the room, I will get distracted. So I do want to ask you, how many right now, in particular with dogs, do you have up for an open, ready for adoption?
Open, ready for adoption. We have several at the shelter ready to go. We have a pretty full shelter at the moment of dogs, adult dogs to adopt. We actually are about to be adopting out a ton of puppies. We have an event coming up on Tuesday at the airport called Pups and Planes. The airport reached out to us because March 23rd is National Puppy Day. So they wanted to do a puppy adoption event. So we're going to have a ton of puppies there. I think we're supposed to have 12 or 13 puppies ready for adoption. And yeah, it'll be really exciting.
So, okay. So at the airport, that's right there at Pensacola International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be in that downstairs lobby area, upstairs?
We're actually going to be outdoors.
Oh, cool.
A good bit away from the planes, just so we don't scare any of the little guys.
Oh, of
course. There is a empty lot across from Cactus Cantina in the parking lot of the Hyatt Place.
Yes.
That's where we are going to be with the bright orange, can't miss us, Humane Express. We're going to have all of our puppies in it, and we're going to try to adopt everyone that day. We will be there from 11 to 3, and it's just going to be a really good chance to find your forever pup.
That is so awesome. Okay, so that's March 23rd, coming up next week, and it's National Puppy Day. So if you're out and about with your family, you're thinking about it, or maybe, you know, I see a lot in like the missing pet pages or the neighborhood pages. Hey, we just lost our dog after having them for like 17 years. And when you have an animal in your house for that long, it's a really tough loss. And so the airport, I mean, first of all, I love the little idea, puppies and planes, just so adorable. You can go ahead and maybe even consider, you know, when people are there, can they consider doing the fostering as well?
Of course. Like, if you've never had a puppy before, sometimes the movies make it seem like a really easy, quick process. But sometimes people do want to test it out. It's like raising a whole heckin' baby all over again.
Oh, yes, it is. I will tell you that. It's funny, too, when my friends are like, oh, I really want to get a puppy. I'm like, you're pretty much getting a child.
Literally, you're getting a child.
You need to get the puppy pads and make sure that they don't like chew on everything. You don't have wires dangling, even for cats. Like, and will you guys have any cats at that event, or are you just going to do strictly dogs?
We're just going to do puppies at that event. We're just doing puppies this time around.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, especially with the puppies and planes theme. And the thing is, though, with like when you bring home, I remember when we brought home our puppy, her name is Peppa, and Peppa was, she's a dachshund, super little. She was like, she would just get stuck in places like behind the sofa. Where did she go? She was like wedged in between the sofa and the wall. You know, there's like little things you like prepare. You don't realize, oh, they might eat the head of a Barbie. Like,
literally, they will. They'll go for it. They don't understand what things can be chewed on and can't be chewed on. All they know is, ooh, I'm teething and I want to eat everything right now.
Yes. And like, just for instance, like I came down one day and she's so funny. She's over here looking at the computer. Sorry, I just got distracted. We had like Legos, the Lego Friends out, which are like these rubber little Lego toys that my kids love to play with. And the dog thought it was one of the chew toys. And so it happens. So you're kind of like, you prepare your kids too, just so you know, things can get ruined. So you have to put it away.
Yes.
So it is a big job, but it's so much more rewarding when you go from like not having that in your life to having it, and on top of it, adopting along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that you're helping not just their life, but also the community in general, because, you know, we don't want to see dogs sit there and wait for months at a time. Hi. And not be able to have that forever home. So this upcoming, is that a, what day of the week is that? I can't
It's a Tuesday.
A Tuesday. Yeah. Thank you. Almost said Wednesday. Tuesday, March 23rd is National Puppy Day. So you don't want to miss puppies and planes at the Pensacola International Airport with the Pensacola Humane Society. Look for the big orange bus out there in the empty lot across from Cactus Cantina. If you have any questions, maybe you have a puppy or a kitty question, please feel free to call or text in. It's Frisky Friday over here at Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna here with Lauren. We'll be right back after these messages.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions, equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 330.
Don't make a costly mistake with selecting a new air conditioning system. Allow Energy Savers of Florida the chance to show you the value and comfort they can bring to you. What you pay for your next system isn't necessarily what it will cost. Don't suffer buyer's remorse when a repair bill arrives during your warranty period. Energy Savers features Coleman Heating and Air Systems, a name known for rugged reliability, 10 years parts, labor, and refrigerant. No out-of-pocket repair costs for 10 full years. Energy Savers of Florida, 850-983-6688.
Get ready, Pensacola, for a new show on the Pensacola Expert Panel that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 for the Chamber Connection to find out about upcoming Chamber events, our different programs, as well as what's going on in the local business community. Every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Where I'm from, marijuana is legal. Can I use it in Florida?
Nah, it's illegal here, man.
But I have PTSD. Should I at least try to get medical marijuana?
That's legal, but if I were you, I'd talk to my doctor about qualifying conditions and to find out if medical marijuana is even right for you.
Thanks. I'll talk to my doctor.
If current events are stressing you out, then chill out with Bobby Rossi on Pensacola right now.
Kind of amazing to see how the world has been upended because of COVID. And if you took all of the particles, gather them together, it would all fit in the size of a single Coke can.
At the end of the day, don't you just want to lighten up? Then listen to Bobby Rossi on Pensacola right now. 4 till 7 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound.
It's 10:49 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Frisky Friday over here, chatting with Lauren from Pensacola Humane Society. She wants to invite you, your family, your friends. Maybe you have an elderly neighbor or somebody who's looking to adopt a dog in particular. So come out for National Puppy Day next week, Tuesday the 23rd at Pensacola International Airport. But Lauren and I were just chatting about the importance of spaying and neutering your dogs. And I shared with her, and I won't share the story on air, but just a recent thing that happened. And it really was a little bit traumatizing. And it was because the dogs were not neutered, mm-hmm. and it made them super aggressive. Is that just something that's common? Is that something people don't know about?
Right. So I feel like with spaying and neutering animals, there's a lot of misconceptions and a lot of popular myth that some people still believe in, but not neutering or spaying your dog or cat can lead to some added on aggression just because all the hormones are raging. They can get into heat. They want to mate just because it's their natural instincts telling them, go mate, go mate, go mate.
Right.
And they can become more aggressive with other animals in their pursuits. Some of the other downsides of not spaying or neutering your pet is litters of puppies and kitties, which it sounds so adorable. I understand you might have found your animal as a puppy or as a kitten, and you think that them having a puppy or a kitten will give you an additional part of them if your dog passes away. But you're not just going to get one kitten or one puppy out of the litter. You're going to get 6 to 12.
Yep.
And then you're going to have to find homes for the other, for the ones you don't want to keep. And I promise you, as someone who works in a shelter, it's not that easy. It can be very difficult in guaranteeing that you're going to find them a happy, safe, loving home. Spaying and neutering your pets has so many benefits. You can guarantee their health. You can prevent certain forms of cancer in animals by getting them spayed and neutered.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I always forget that. I was like, there's a lot of different reasons. There's one, and you like see it in your brain, but you can't see it, you know?
Yeah.
That's one.
You can prevent certain forms of cancer just by getting your animals spayed and neutered. You can also prevent them from straying away. A lot of animals will break out of yards and they will try to travel and find possible mates. And by getting them spayed and neutered, you can take care of that. They're not going to wander around to try to find someone to, you know, try to have a litter with. They're going to stay with you.
That's true. I guess I kind of always wondered, like, why do they run away if it's a good home? Like, and it probably is a good home and they're taking care of them and feeding them and walking them and cleaning them up. But that inner nature of them to go and find the mate is still there.
Absolutely.
And so they'll, and with, they ain't nothing but a hound dog, right? They're going to sniff them out.
They're going to find a way. Yeah. Life finds a way. I tell ya.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So it's really important, but Pensacola Humane Society makes it feasible to be able to spay or neuter your animal and you're not breaking the bank.
Absolutely. So we're in the time of COVID. We're in a low-income area. We understand that you might not be able to afford that $300, $600 quoted spay or neuter surgery. We do book out a few months in advance because a lot of people use our services. But your typical spay will cost you anywhere from $50 to $75 to $90, depending on your animal type, whether it's a spay or a neuter surgery, and their overall size. If you do not have your rabies vaccine at the time of your appointment, we will issue one for $15. So it is very, very affordable. It won't break the bank. You might have to make an appointment a few months out. I think at the moment they're unable to make any more, but just wait and see. There's always going to be a cancellation. There's always going to be something going on. And honestly, it's worth it. I know a lot of people say that they have the most beautiful dog in the world, and they think their beautiful dog is going to have beautiful puppies. And it probably will.
Of course.
But you don't want them to end up in our shelter.
No.
Or someone else's shelter. And that's probably is what will happen.
Yeah. And quite frankly, too, you don't want them to end up in situations that they shouldn't be in, like in the hands of somebody who's not really going to take care of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate the term Karen. Like, I hate, you know, I don't like it. But you don't also want to end up seeing those phone calls come in like, okay, this neighbor has the dog outside all day long, chained up. It's cold. It's hot. I don't know if they have water. I don't know if they have shelter, you know, because somebody who thought it was a fun idea to have a dog didn't have the means to also take care of them as well. And you don't want to see the dog go through that again when it could have been avoided. And so it also helps with the environment as well, because it all circles back around to, like, you know, having to clean up that extra dog mess outside, or like, you know, having to take care of like animals who aren't cared for. I have a friend, I don't know if I've told you this before. She doesn't live here. She lives in Tennessee outside of Nashville. She started her own rescue movement. And so she drives around areas that are just known for abusing animals, where they have dog fighting still, unfortunately. And she goes in, she's about 5'2", tiny little woman, and she owns a farm, and she goes in and she rescues the dogs. And she'll either take them, make sure that they're spayed, neutered, get all their shots. She'll see if they're chipped. And then she'll go ahead, and if they're not, she'll take them back, and she brings them into, like, her family until she can find somebody who's reputable to adopt them. And, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's also – it's a little dangerous, but she'll see – I'm talking, like, she's not just stealing dogs, but, like – and don't do that. Please don't steal dogs.
Yeah, don't steal dogs.
Don't do that because, you know, we also live in Florida, so you don't know what could happen. But it was, like, dogs that were emaciated – and like yeah. covered in filth, and she would watch for a few days, like, is there something wrong, you know, called the animal services, like, please see if there's something wrong. It didn't get anywhere, so she went in and took matters in her own hand, like a vigilante for the dog.
Yeah, dog vigilante.
That's what I love. Like, just do it in the right way. Listen. No, I'm not going to ask her that. Somebody just texted it. I'll ask her off the air, but I will ask her. We have more with Lauren, and we'll share with you one more time the really cool pet adoption, doggy adoption event coming up next Tuesday. So stick around.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
So you have your family doctor, you have your family attorney. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group, and we'd love to be your family contractor. At Lacoste Construction Group, my team and I pride ourselves on client experience and true timeless craftsmanship with every project. Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Contact us today and allow us to get started turning your home or business into the space of your dreams at LacosteConstructionGroup.com.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
AM 1620. We've been having fun over here for Frisky Friday. Ladybird has been exploring, making friends with everyone. Are you saying hi? She's saying hi in the newsroom. But Lauren from Pensacola Humane Society would like to invite you one more time to come out next Tuesday.
Yeah, so we will be at the Pensacola International Airport from 11 to 3 for our National Puppy Day Adoption event. We will be in the empty lot right outside of the Hyatt Place Hotel, and it is directly across from the Cactus Cantina restaurant off of 12th Avenue. You can't miss us.
Look for the big orange bus, the puppy bus. Mm-hmm. So come on out. Lauren, thank you so much for coming in today. Thanks for bringing Lady Bird, too.